Showtime, folks.
Gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. Matt Berger alongside Matt Rocchio. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Tuesday evening. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 Show, at Matt underscore Berger, at Rock 590, and at John Rudolph 22. If you want to call the program, though, I suggest that you do that now because we got a pretty packed show again tonight. Joining us at 6:20 will be Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com. At 6:40, Mike Moriel from NHL.com. And then at 7 o'clock, our friend Howard Balzer from BalzerFootball.com and the Hall of Fame show on the NFL channel on SiriusXM. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. Rocchio, where would you like to lead off? Would you like to lead off with the hot topic of the day, the topic du jour, John McEnroe versus Serena Williams?
You know what? I guess we're going to have to jump right into that one, aren't we?
Audrey Dahlgren from KSDK was going to join us today, but that diva Frank Cusimano, who hosts the Hollywood Casino Press Box, had to take the week off, so she is anchoring for him and was unable to join us. And I sent her a message today. I was like, man, I really wish you were in studio with us today so we could talk about John McEnroe versus Serena Williams. And also something I know that she's very, very passionate about, which was Title IX, which had their 45th anniversary on Saturday. But let's talk about the John McEnroe-Serena Williams thing. I don't think what John McEnroe said was that awful. And it's not like he held a press conference and said, this is what I think about Serena Williams. He was asked a question, and he answered the question. And he answered honestly. And what I liked the most about it, especially, you know John McEnroe was going to be like this. This day and age, he was on CBS this morning, and he, you know, was basically given the chance to apologize. And he goes, no, I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm right. I find that so refreshing in this day and age, to be honest with you. Nowadays, you succumb to public pressure and the pitchfork mafia on Twitter, as Tim McKernan likes to call them, and apologize for it. But no, McEnroe's like, no, I'm not going to apologize for it. I find that extraordinarily refreshing. And like I said, I don't think he's wrong, and I don't think that's necessarily a knock on Serena Williams. It doesn't mean that she's not amazing. She is. Rocchio, you and I have talked about, I think that she is not just the best tennis player this country's ever produced. I think she is the best female athlete this country has ever produced and probably ever will. If you're looking at the number of Grand Slams that she's won, the number of tournaments that she's won over a sustained period of time, and there's been many times I thought for sure she was going to retire. She's had medical issues where her life was in danger. She fought through that, got back on the court, and she's still winning Grand Slams. She's got other interests outside of tennis. She's got fashion. She's done a little bit of acting. I mean, she's not like The Rock, where she's just going to make that leap from, you know, sports entertainment right into acting. But she's done a little bit of that. So she's shown interest outside of the realm of tennis, which, you know, eventually she may leave and just do that. Hasn't done that. Stuck to the court, and she's still dominant. But doesn't mean that what John McEnroe said was wrong. There's no department in this nation of 50-50 where everything is 50-50 for men and women equally. That's why everything is separated as far as athletics go. There aren't men and women playing against each other in basketball, you know, on a very high level.
I mean, at this point, it's simple. I mean, it just breaks down to simple biology.
That's what it is. I don't understand why people are getting so upset about it.
There are certain species in which the male is larger than the female. There are certain species in which the female is larger than the male. Humans happen to be in the former of those two, not the latter. The males are larger than females by and large in the human species. Boom. Unfortunately, that's kind of the end of the argument here. Will you find isolated incidents? Yes, of course. Can I beat Serena Williams in tennis? No, I can't beat my cousin in tennis. But the overwhelming point being is he's right. I think he might be exaggerating a little bit. I don't know if she's losing to 699 pro men's tennis players. I don't know if it's that much.
Okay.
I'd put her around like maybe 300. I'm not saying 700 might be a little aggressive, although he did admit that he'd lose to her.
I think that's what everybody is objecting to is 700.
Yeah, it is. I thought 700 was a little low. I was like, John, especially when he put himself.
Well, I think McEnroe just kind of flipped that out there. I mean,
he
it's
did.
Not like he gave it much thought. He just said she'd be like 700.
But later on, when I asked where he would be currently right now as a 55, 58-year-old man, he said 1,200. And so I think he's I think he's underrating Serena a little bit, and I think he's giving himself a little bit too much on his age on that one. 1,200, McEnroe? You really only think that you're 1,200 and you really only think there's 500? I don't know about that. I think there's a little.
Okay.
I think now McEnroe would get the floor wiped with him by Serena, obviously.
Does ATP go? Do they go to 1,200 rankings? There's 1,200 professional tennis players in the world?
I have no idea.
We have a text coming in from Roy McAvoy. Rankings. He's been away for a while, and boy, it's good to be back and hear your guys' voices. Best show in 590. Well, second best, I have to say that, or else Timmy will get mad. Well, we thank you for the kind words, Boy Roy McAvoy. Glad to have you back. Hopefully, while you were gone, it wasn't something that was serious. But back to the discussion we were at hand. They asked the tennis player right now who's number 701 in the world. His name is Dmitry Tursunov. I'm probably butchering that last name. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it. Can't help you.
So they're asking him about it. They're asking Dmitry. And Dmitry is, you know, typical competitive fashion. No, I think I would win. But, I mean, you ask the 83-76ers think that they would beat this year's Golden State Warriors, and you know there's no way in hell they would. Dr. J and Moses Malone and Mo Cheeks are not beating Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. It is not happening. I don't care what rules you're playing. It's not going to happen. But could this guy beat Serena Williams? I don't know. And, I mean, these kind of hypotheticals, sometimes they drive me crazy because they're never going to play. So we're never going to know. But what if John McEnroe said that, you know what, she'd be ranked 50th? Would anybody be that upset about it?
No.
He just said 700 and everybody, you know, got their panties in a bunch.
Especially when, and you mentioned this to me off show, when you look at her pretty much admitting that Andy Murray, who is a top player in the world, obviously nowhere close to 700, he's a top 5-10 player in the world, would wax her 60-60. And there's good points. McEnroe made the point, and William said it on that Letterman clip about how it's a different sport. The biggest deal is especially when you talk about a woman going to play on the tour, is that the tour structure is different. It's best you got to get to 3 in men's. You just got to win 2 in women's.
Yeah.
That's the big – I mean, that's – you talk about the tour, the building on it of the year of that kind of fatigue, that potential extra 2 or 3 sets to lock up up an opponent here and there, especially in the early rounds of a tournament, that builds on you. So when you talk about McEnroe's point about her stepping onto the tour and going through an entire year and where does she come out in the rankings there, I actually think that's even different than just saying – what number ranked person can she beat on any given day? I'd argue that she could probably on any given day beat a much higher ranked person than if she went through the tour that she would get spat out as. You know what I'm saying?
Serena Williams and Venus Williams, one thing they certainly did do is they revolutionized the game of women's tennis. They made it more of a power game.
Yeah.
Before that, the only real power tennis player, I guess you could say, was Steffi Graf.
Yeah,
other than that, it was mostly serve and volley.
You're right. Before the Williams sisters, watching female tennis with your parents wasn't awkward at all.
You're talking about the grunting and everything?
I'm just saying is now it's just a little weird. Anytime I'm watching female tennis, my mom's in the same room and just like, this is just
Say, Matthew, cover your eyes or cover your ears?
I'm going to walk out on this one. I'm not down for this one. That's all I'm saying. I love it. It's made it more interesting. More awkward, but more interesting.
Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and our friend Jim joins us. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, sir. What's on your mind?
First of all, thanks for taking my call, as you always do. I
always will.
It.
You know that.
Thing is, real quick on tennis. You know, I normally talk baseball, but I'll let off on tonight. When you talk about the women, people like Martina, Steffi, Chris Everett, all very good tennis players, women tennis players. My question to you is this. How and who finds a way to find who the 700-ranked male tennis player is in the world? Don't get me wrong. I know there are a lot of hell of a good lot of athletes out there in Europe and the United States. But how do you find as far down as the 700-rated tennis player?
I was stunned about that. I was stunned about that too, Jim. I'm like, there's 700 professional tennis players in the world. Like, there's that much money in tennis that can employ 700 people?
And really quick,
and it keeps going too.
What's the difference between the 595th and 700? I don't get
marginal.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Jim.
Have a great evening,
you too, Jim. You're right. It's
something. And something tells
me
winning
absolutely marginal.
Something tells me like winning one random match and getting past the round of 16 in one tournament probably throws a guy who's 868, can probably throw him all the way up to 646.
This happened back in 1998. Both Williams sisters played Karsten Brosch. And according to what happened back in 1998, after Brosch had finished a round of golf and two beers, he first took on Serena, and after leading 5-0, beat her 6-1, and then Venus then walked on the court, and Brosch was victorious, this time winning 6-2.
Yeah, I mean, McEnroe, in his segment with Charlie Rose in that show, I can't remember, I'm blanking on who the two women that he's with on that show are.
I think Gail King is
Gail
one
King,
of them.
Gail King, that's it, yeah. Gail King, and I'm blanking on the other woman. I don't watch the show a lot. Charlie Rose has just been there forever. He mentioned there that there was a time where Martina Navratilova played a guy. Martina even got the doubles alleys. So she got the extra, I don't know what it is, foot and a half on each side to serve. She got the doubles alleys for his serve. The guy didn't, and the guy still beat Navratilova. So, and this wasn't a huge name guy. I mean, he was a pro, but he wasn't a big name pro, I don't believe.
Yeah, it wasn't like someone that anybody's ever heard of.
And unless you were watching tennis in the 80s, you might have heard of this guy. He's probably one of those mid-range players. But nonetheless, you gave her extra room on the serve, and Navratilova still couldn't take out the guy. So I think there's also – this is one sport where not only do we compare mostly, but we also have some examples to maybe prove as to why – and again, all those examples, and to your point, all those examples have to do with women losing to relatively high-ranked pros. Like you said – is most of this coming from the fact that he said 700 instead of 100?
That's what it is.
I think you're a little right on that.
I think that if John McEnroe would have said she'd be ranked more like, 100 or 200, I don't think anybody would have said anything. But because he flippantly said 700, then everybody just threw their arms up like, oh, you can't be saying that. And it's not like he relegated her back to the kitchen saying, you know, make me a sandwich. He didn't say that at all. He gave her a great compliment. He just said that she wouldn't play very well against the men, and that's been proven time and time again that women tennis players can't against men, and I don't understand why that is such an awful thing. I don't understand why it's such an awful thing. The Rice City Lemmy texting in, he is not a fan
Nora
of
O'Donnell's
Jim.
The third person on that show.
What's that?
Thank you, GMI. Nora O'Donnell's the third person
Nora
on that
O'Donnell,
show.
Okay.
Wanted to get her name out there.
The Rice City Lemmy texting in, he is not a fan of Jim. He's telling Jim to swallow dynamite.
Well, hello
so,
there.
Yeah, the text inbox, always the most friendly place on the face of the earth.
Quick question. I just want to know the dynamics there. Dynamite's on a fuse.
Yeah.
If you swallow the dynamite, do you have to time it so like it doesn't get put out when you swallow it?
It's got to be a very short fuse.
I'm just
fuse.
Wondering here. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a bad way to have some of our listeners go. I don't think they should. I'm just wondering the science. I'm just wondering the timing aspect here. I'm a little critical of how you're telling people to off themselves here.
Ed Roy looks goiter texting in, guys, don't be stupid. McEnroe was just throwing a generic number out there. He didn't really mean 700.
Yes.
That's exactly what we've been saying. I think that's what people were upset about. He just flippantly threw out 700, and everybody just,
Well, and I think that's more. I think it's more of the mindset. We hear the 100th ranked player, and you're like, oh, well, that's somebody who could still maybe beat one of the top ranked players. Obviously not every day of the year, but he might come out of nowhere and you could upset somebody, essentially leaving the opportunity that on a good day Serena could beat a top-ranked player. You say 700, and I'm not a tennis whiz, but I'm guessing that not many 700 players ever beat anybody whose name we've heard of.
The guy that was number 700, though, in the world, I think his career earnings are like $5 million, so he's done okay for himself.
See, and to Jim's point, if you're still tracking people making millions of dollars, I don't see what's so bad about that. What's so wrong with that tracking system? If you got to go 1,000 deep to find somebody who still hasn't cashed in a $1 million check in their life, then I say go 1,000 deep on the rankings.
I think what the funniest thing is about how Serena Williams basically tweeted out, you know, hey, McEnroe, get your name out of my mouth, or get my name out of your mouth, and then respect my privacy. And then next thing you know, here's the cover of Vanity Fair of her naked while she's pregnant. It's just kind of funny.
In her fairness, she probably took those photos like 3 weeks
ago. She probably did. Yeah, she probably did.
Fairness, the actual timing on this situation, it just came out poor for her.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Rob Raines, baseball writer for STLSportsPage.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.